Morning Watch, Colossians week 4, a living in union with Christ. Wednesday, Colossians chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or in deed, do all things in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Related verses. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So faith comes out of hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 8. For from you the word of the Lord has sounded out, not only in Macedonia and in Achaia, but in every place. Your faith toward God has gone out, so that we have no need of saying anything. John chapter 6, verse 63. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words which I have spoken to you are spirit and are life. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 17 and 18. And receive the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which Spirit is the word of God. By means of all prayer and petition, praying at every time in spirit, and watching unto this, in all perseverance and petition concerning all the saints. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26. That he might sanctify her, cleansing her by the washing of the water in the word. John chapter 15, verse 7. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you will, and it shall be done for you. Portions from the footnotes. Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to God. Note 8, referencing the word grace. See notes verse 14:6 and verse 17:1 in John chapter 1. Colossians chapter 3, verse 17. And whatever you do in word or in deed, do all things in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Note 1, referencing the word name. The name denotes the person. The Lord's person is the Spirit. To do things in the name of the Lord is to act in the Spirit. This is to live Christ. Portions from the Life Study Messages. Immediately after speaking about the peace of Christ arbitrating in us, Paul goes on to tell us to let the word of Christ dwell in us. Why does Paul mention the peace of Christ before the word of Christ? The answer to this question is related to the basic principle revealed in the Bible, that God speaking requires oneness. Whenever God's people are divided, his word becomes rare. God does not speak where there is division. Division causes God's speaking to diminish, even to cease altogether. At Babel, mankind was confused, confounded, divided, and scattered. There, the corporate man created by God was divided. But by his death on the cross, Christ canceled the confusion and division of Babel. He has made peace both vertically and horizontally. Thus, on the day of Pentecost, Christ could come down upon the believers as the uniting Spirit, and bring forth the church in a practical way. At Pentecost, those who spoke many different languages became one. Although Christ nullified division to produce oneness, today's Christianity has destroyed the oneness and produced division. Because there is no oneness, there is no center, no oracle for God speaking. When the peace of Christ arbitrates in us and keeps us in a situation full of oneness and harmony, we become the place of God speaking, His oracle. Deep in my spirit, I realize that the meetings are an oracle, a place where God can come in to speak. Verse 16 indicates that the word of Christ should be able to make its home in us. We all must confess that many times the Lord's word has come to us, but we did not give it adequate room within us. Instead, we limited the word of God and restricted it. Sometimes we do receive God's word, but we do not give it the freedom to make its home in us. Let me ask you, in your experience, is the word of Christ first, or are you first? I do not believe that anyone can say that first place is always given to God's word. Sometimes we may give preeminence to the word of Christ and allow it to be first. However, much more often, we ourselves are first. In a secret way, we keep the first place for the self. Outwardly, we may act as if the first place is reserved for the Word of God, but secretly, the first place is for us. Suppose you are reading Matthew chapter 19, verses 16 through 22, where the Lord Jesus tells the young man to sell all that he has, give to the poor, and follow him. As you read this portion of Scripture, the Lord may tell you to give away certain things. That would be a test of what is first, the self or the Word of God. Many of us have learned from experience how difficult it is for us to give first place to the Word of God. For this, we need the Lord's grace. We need to turn to the Lord and say, Lord, I cannot do this, but Lord, you can. Lord, I trust in you for this. We need the arbitrating peace of Christ to preserve us in oneness, that the Lord may speak to us. Then we need to give first place to the Word of God. If we do this, we shall experience the functions of the Word of God, enlightening, nourishing, quenching our thirst, strengthening, washing, building, perfecting, and edifying. What benefit we receive from the Word of God.